A new St. Louis Book Festival debuts next weekend in the U-City Loop. It's called Lit in the Loo and promises lots of activities for both readers and writers. Here now, festival co-founder Christina Blank McKenzie, author Anne Leckie, and poet Matthew Freeman. Hi to all of you.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for inviting us.
Christy, St. Louis did have a book fair that lasted, I don't know, I think it was 5 or 6 years, then it went away. What do you know about that?
Well, I was an attendee of new publisher, and I went several times with some of my authors, but I was not involved really with the organizing of the event. So I can't really speak to what happened, but once it did go away. We had a couple of years where St. Louis was bereft of any kind of large event, and we decided to rectify that, and a group of us decided to try and launch a new one.
And there are lots of activities planned for next week, and we'll meet and hear from a lot of authors and poets.
We have, including all the poets, which will be, there will be readings kind of all over the loop, and we don't even have those schedules completely set. But with the poets, we'll probably have around 100 authors included in the event. So it should be pretty exciting.
Anne Leckie and Matthew Freeman, what do you think? I mean, St. Louis is a big town. We certainly deserve a book festival. Talk a little bit just what your impressions are about St. Louis's literary history and legacy. And don't you think we have one?
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
I have a friend who says that St. Louis right now is like Paris in the 20s, and that we have a very lively scene. And
let me just—I mean, that's quite a
claim.
I mean, and a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I agree, and although I was never in Paris, but
or in the 20s.
Oh yeah, not quite that old yet. But I have a million writer friends, and we all get coffee and we hang out and we share our poems and we give readings, and there's every type of poetry, you know, that you want. There's language poetry, there's literary poetry, there's rhyming poetry,
whatever. And as far as the history goes,
well, the history is amazing. I mean, you've got Tennessee Williams and T.S. Eliot and just plenty of people.
What do you think, Anne? What are your thoughts about St. Louis as a place for this?
I think St. Louis is kind of underappreciated as a literary city. There's the long history, but there are plenty of writers who are here right now who live here, and I think it's a great literary scene.
Well, I want to talk a little bit to you, Anne and Matthew, about your work. Before we do that, though, Christy, the festival begins next Friday, a week from today, at University City City Hall, where you're going to be honoring a gentleman and a couple of students. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. We have a couple of very exciting things going on. In conjunction with the Municipal Commission of Arts and Letters in University City, the St. Louis Literary Consortium has conceived and will award the very first Tradition of Literary Excellence Award to William Gass. And he's another one of those. He's really a literary lion.
He's been on the show a number of times.
Yeah, so it's an amazing thing that St. Louis can boast an author like that. So University City is stepping up, and we're going to be able to award that, and that takes place at the launch cocktail party, and tickets are available online, and also. Another thing that has been very exciting, I serve on the board of the Missouri Center for the Book, and part of that, with the Library of Congress, students can, over 50,000 students nationwide participate in letters about literature, and this year, two students from our city, Clayton and University City, won national awards. And so we're going to recognize them at the event.
All right, that's Friday. Then Saturday, there are just numerous things going on with authors and events, and then
for writers and readers, yes, all day.
All right, let's delve into our guests here, if we could. Matthew Freeman, you are a poet. If I could begin with you, your work deals a lot with how a person or an individual sort of fits into this crazy world we live in, right?
Yeah, sure.
And it's. For you, it comes from a very personal place.
Yeah, I guess I've said that I don't feel like anything's happened till I write it down. And That was like my go-to quote. So I just walk around and see things, and things happen, and I write them down as they occur.
Hmm. You're currently in the MFA program at UMSL.
That's true.
So just wanted to mention that. And if this isn't too personal, a lot of what you write about is your experience was with what they call a dual diagnosis.
Yeah.
So would you mind explaining that, how that applies to you?
Sure, yeah. When I was younger, I drank a lot, and I got paranoid and had a lot of difficulties in the 90s, and ended up diagnosed with schizophrenia and was in many hospitals and stuff. And so I started my recovery in the year 2002, and I'm doing really well, and I just sort of write about the things I've seen and how I've come out of it. And
now, you weren't writing when you were going through that low part of your life, were you?
I was writing, and there's some weird stuff in my closet.
Is that stuff you don't share with people these days?
I used to. You know, I used to put these little chapbooks together before I ever got published, and I would give them to my friends and family, and some of them were okay. I saved maybe a few poems here and there from that era. Mm-hmm.
So what have you got going on currently now?
Well, I'm finishing up a manuscript at UMSL with the help of my fabulous teachers, who are just great. And I think the next book will come out probably in late summer of next year.
And what will you be doing at the festival?
I will be talking about what I do for the Poetry Center, which is they've allocated some money for me to go work with veterans and work with disabled adults and sort of get them to write poetry. Hmm. And it's been a really rewarding experience, and I'm really proud to be involved with the Poetry Center.
And Leckie, what will you be doing tomorrow?
I will tomorrow?
Well, maybe.
Next week.
Next week. That's
there
what I meant.
There we go. I thought I had to check my calendar.
Sorry about that.
I will be possibly reading from my new book, certainly answering questions, talking to people about whatever they're interested in.
Ancillary Justice.
Ancillary Justice is the first book that was out last year, and then next week my second novel comes out, its sequel, Ancillary Sword.
Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Well, they're both science fiction. They're far future space operas.
Are those the ones you've written with your daughters?
No.
That's
okay.
Me.
No, that's
okay,
me.
Sorry.
They're basically, the main character is a woman who used to be, or a person, I should say, who used to be a spaceship. She used to have thousands of human bodies slaved to her as sort of part of herself, and that's been destroyed, and all that's left is this one body.
You have worked as a waitress in the past, as a receptionist, on a land surveying crew. So do any of your inspirations come from those experiences?
Oh, almost certainly. That's kind of a writer's resume, isn't it? Having a lot of different jobs. Almost certainly, but never necessarily directly. Right? As a waitress, you get to meet a lot of different people and interact with them, and that's very important, certainly.
And you've got a couple of no, that's Christina.
That's me.
You're right. Okay, great. Sorry, I'm a little confused here. We're talking about the Lit in the Loop Book Festival, which is next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the U City Loop. And just briefly, Christina, you are an author also. I inadvertently mentioned
it. Yes, that's okay.
That you've written with your daughters, and you have a book coming out under a pen name, I think.
Yes. But first, I just wanted to say that as a sci-fi devotee and lover, it's really exciting to meet someone who has gotten so many accolades for her debut novel. It's really... I'm going to take credit for her being from St. Louis, even though we just met. So it's really exciting to have such an author here. Yes, and I have my daughters and I have written a science fiction book, and the sequel comes out next month, as does my own book.
Well, the moment's remaining, in addition to hearing from people like Matthew and Anne, there'll be a lot of names you recognize, like Ridley Pearson, Elaine Veitz, Charlie Brennan, Joe Edwards, Kevin Killeen, William Stage, and, you know, too many,
many
to mention.
Many, many, many more.
So all sorts of activities, writing workshops, and what else?
For writers, we'll have a number of workshops where authors will sit and talk about their process and, you know, give pointers, and readers can ask questions. And then we'll also have authors reading from their work. So there's just really something for everybody. Children's activities.
How about a final word on the importance of having a book festival in St. Louis? Matthew?
A great city needs great events that support and promote its authors and help them establish ties to the community.
Anne?
I agree. And I think that fiction seems like it's just entertainment, but I think it's really important. It's an important thing to have in your lives, and books are a fabulous way to get that.
Christy?
With our heritage, it's a shame that we don't have a literary festival, and next week we aim to change that.
That's Christina Blank McKenzie. She's the co-founder and publisher of Blank Slate Press and also a member of the Lit in the Loop Planning Committee. We've also been talking to author Anne Leckie and to poet Matthew Freeman. St. Louis Literary Consortium presents Lit in the Loop Book Festival. That's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday around the U-City Loop. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all of that. We hope you have a great event, and I hope it's something that goes on and on here in St. Louis.
We do, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been nice talking to all of you. Coming up next on Cityscape, Wynton Marsalis. This is St. Louis Public Radio.